one sports betting program. Come on, with Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tony.
It's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian say she's beer wonder. Why?
Today, Tony.
What?
What?
I was trying to pick up a new move where I pointed the camera with you, and in doing so, I lost the wide.
That would have been sweet.
Brucey Bruce!
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? Mitt! Tony! Good night in the NBA playoffs last night.
Atta baby! NBA playoffs last night. I didn't take anything, did I?
I went 1-1. James Harden had 8 fucking points.
I mean, oh, like, yeah, I did see that.
I kind of just watched that and laughed, and I was like,
well, that game was 1980s basketball. That was but they did cover the 12 or the 10 still.
Late, I guess.
Yeah, they won by 12. Yeah, it was real late. They were down by a lot early. Mm-hmm. Cam Johnson was going off.
I went about 1-9 last night.
Good.
Yeah, not great.
Hey, oh, yeah, I don't think I had the best baseball.
Yeah, night. Flex and we got some. I mean, let's address. We got
Flex and Day.
Let's talk this.
Oh,
out.
Really?
So Flex and Day was, I mean, what? It is, 2 years ago.
It is still on Tony.
Okay. But, okay.
Flex and Day might not be what it once was.
No.
Maybe. Yeah. Why? Hey, you know why? It's not on me. It's on the Mariners for fucking with his head.
Yeah, they put him in the pen. They fucked him.
It might be Mayday for Flexin' Day and Mayday.
I don't think Mayday's dead.
No, me either, but they both lost.
I was on the Brewers the other side. I was on the Brewers the other side. That one worked. We were all wrong about the Colorado Rockies because guess what? The Buccos are hot.
Yeah, the Buccos are
fucking hot.
It's a shame that they're rest of their home games are canceled.
Flaherty did not come home for us Cardinals bettors.
Oh, you got smacked.
Lizardo did come home against the Miami, for the Miami Marlins against the Giants.
Oh, I guess I said
full game.
That.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, full game, 4-3. Blue Jays, Gossman got fucking rocked. You guys were on the plus a half for the Astros.
Stroh's getting a half at home again today.
give me.
NHL, fucking incredible night of NHL. It started with the 2-1 Caniacs, which I believe you and I were on. 3-1 Boston. It was 2-1 at a point, but they had pretty much control of that one. And then two really exciting overtime games. Kings get the tic-tac power play goal to win that one. And then Texas Hockey loses on the puck that bounced out from the corner. Sorry about that.
Stars were all over him in overtime. Wild outplayed him the first two periods, and the Stars like third, and the two overtime periods were all over him. They just couldn't beat fucking Gustafsson.
A little puck luck on that goal, but they'll get that in the playoffs.
Yeah, what can you do? I mean, I could bitch about the hit, but I'm kind of just pissed because my captain got fucking train wrecked more than, you know. I've never seen the rule where they give it a 5 minute and go back and change it to a 2 either. So it was all a bunch of things coming together. It was pretty tough night on the ice.
It's a long series, lad.
Yeah, I need the Leafs to lose tonight. I need something good.
Death taxes in the Lightning versus the Leafs.
We'll talk about that when Nikki Skates does get into the program. How's footy? Yeah, it's cooked. How's Chomps going today?
I think we're both 0-0 still.
Still in the early going.
Still early days, isn't it?
Are they 3 o'clock? They used to be like when I worked at in the cubicle, I'd fucking coverage start at 2:30, 3 o'clock fucking kickoff, I believe, for the Champions League games.
Yep, they're 37 and 38 minutes respectively.
That makes sense. Okay, a lot of games today. Yes, a lot sir. Of action. Let's yes, get sir. Into it. Let's start, because it's playoffs. Let's start with the NBA playoffs. Actually, let me see something real quick.
Oh, you're going to summon him, aren't you?
Josh Hart out.
Josh Hart was upgraded from doubtful to questionable.
Ooh. That's pretty good.
Should we start with the Knicks? Is that where we're starting?
Well, let me see where the book.
Who should we start with? Who's minus 142 on the
book?
Money line?
Says we should start in Boston, which is Hawks at Celtics. The line is 10.5, very similar to Sixers last night. Of the two teams, there's one team that is definitely hotter. There's one team that's definitely better. That means I would lean to that team. That'd be the Celtics, but I don't want to lay the 10.5, so I'm going to stay away.
I'm laying it till proven otherwise. Here we go, C's.
Boys, yeah. Anyone back there on this one?
I like the 10.5. I'm not laying it, but I'm going to throw a same game parlay.
Hell yeah, man.
We got Trae Young to score 20, Jason Tatum 25, Jaylen Brown, he's going to have 20 plus, Jason Tatum 10 boards, and then Marcus Smart 6 plus a 6, that's plus 531.
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing with that game.
Brucey, so, Bruce, man, how do you feel about it?
I got no play on the side. The Celtics are way too good at the spread at home. Hawks, not great against teams with winning records, and 0-4 at the spread against the Celtics this year. I'm going to the player props.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm thinking Malcolm Brogdon.
Okay.
15 plus tonight.
All right. Let's go. I like it.
I don't know if we talked about it, but
So we're just jumping straight to the Knicks game?
Those Kings. Kings last night, dude.
Dude, the Kings are fucking.
That series is electric too, because I think the Warriors probably get game three, but Kings are like the best team in the West on the road as well. Yeah. Like
they are. Some Mark was mad at me for saying they weren't.
Yep. I'm calling it. I'm not buying the Warriors stock low. I was high on the Warriors coming into this series, and I'm out. To the Knicks, though. So Josh Hart upgraded from doubtful to questionable. He's massive. He was super efficient. I think he had 17 points in game one. He's a crucial piece, especially if it's going to be like a low scoring kind of grinded out type of series. Where the Knicks have the big edge in this series is guard depth. Quentin Grimes and Emmanuel Quickley are a lot better than Caris LeVert and whoever the hell else the Cavs got backing up Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. I expect that to continue to be the difference tonight. And I think they're a live dog as long as they're dogs in the series.
Bruce is a Knicks fan, but I agree with him. I am on the Knicks plus the 5.5 tonight until I'm proven wrong on that number.
Yeah. Give me 5.5 again.
Team.
You know what? I have the Cavs in a moneyline parlay.
Whoa.
So I didn't like laying the number.
Whoa!
I thought it was gonna be a team dribble, but it's not.
No, I mean the Cavs like to split at home. You know, as a Knicks,
it wouldn't be great.
It's kind of like what you bake in.
And also, I'm not laying the number with any of these teams. I actually like all the favorites tonight, but I just like them to win outright. So I have a three-leg parlay: Celtics money line, Cavs money line, and then the next game, the Suns money line, and that's plus 117. So obviously, these are pretty big favorites tonight.
Yeah, Suns and Celtics, I do like to win, but I'm not going to lay it with either of those. Gump, you doing anything in that? You taking the Clippers plus the 8 or what?
Yeah, 8.5. Come on. I mean, you have to take it.
You have to.
Okay.
Have to.
You have to.
Oh, yeah.
Kawhi Leonard plus the 8. You have to. Also put me down for RJ Barrett over 17.5.
Okay. Yeah, you might as well throw like Russ plus whatever his over threes are. Huh? Throw that. His over points and probably his over on.
Just trying to win basketball. Just trying to win basketball games, man. That's all Russ is trying to do.
Hell yeah.
Bruce, anything else?
All I tried to do with the Lakers, too.
Anything else out of you, Bruce?
He didn't. They didn't use him correctly.
Anything else out of you, Bruce?
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's a little cold in here. I think it's playoff hockey time, and I think it's time to cut to the chase. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick's case.
Cut to the chase.
Thank you, Brucey. Thank you.
What do you think of night one of NHL playoffs?
Good luck to Brucey's Knicks tonight. I know he's sweating it with a doubleheader on his plate. Last night I thought was great. We knew there were going to be some upsets. It was hard to pick which ones were going to be the upsets. Uh-huh. I wasn't brave enough to pull the trigger on the Kings, but I said watch out. They gave the Oilers problems all year until late in the year, and then Oilers kind of figured it out a little bit, but playoff hockey is a different beast. That turned out to be the case. Gumpy does not feel happy about the officiating in the Dallas-Minnesota game, and with some of the stuff, it's hard to argue with him. You know, it's
How could you?
He's got a point with a couple of things there. Ultimately, though, Dallas controlled most of that game, and I'm not worried about them moving forward. I'm still on the Texas hockey bandwagon.
Yeah,
but that does make it tough dropping the first one.
Yes, it does, but you can get him at a better price on the series if you want it now.
Yeah. Let's just hope Pavelski's all right. He took a massive shot from Dumba. they need that guy moving forward. The other games went about, I think, as we expected. You know, you kind of sandbagged us all with telling us that the fucking Duke football coach was sounding the siren in Carolina and not Andre fucking Svechnikov, their most talented, gifted offensive player who's been out for months on a huge rallying cry.
Hell.
Wait,
why
was
the guy wearing fucking khakis, dude? What was that fit?
I'm wearing khakis right now.
Did I not send you the tweet where it was fucking Duke coach Mike Elko ringing the fucking horn?
How did you find the reply without the actual tweet?
We should have known. We should have known that couldn't have been it.
Was I wrong?
We all said that couldn't have been it.
Was I wrong?
I mean, I still think it should have been somebody else.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, other than Svech?
Game one,
would you have changed your pick back?
Dude, imagine if fucking Joey Pavs was out for half the season and he comes back and does whatever they do in Dallas.
It would have been sad. You'd be like, oh, I wish he was on the ice.
Where's Pacioretty at?
Max?
He's dead.
Jesus. He's not. He's the pride of Connecticut and he's alive and well.
He's hurt. He's injured.
He's hurt.
Tonight, you can fuck.
Get to the chase.
You can stuff your blames in a sock, my friend. Sack. Rangers are at the Devils. Okay.
The Devils!
Who?
132 favorite are the Devils. You know, I looked at their season series.
Sure you did. What did it tell you? That they were 3-0-1 over the Rags on the year?
It did tell me that, but there was two games mixed in there. Actually, a lot of close games, but two games that happened.
Three of them were single goal games? Yeah, is that what it told you?
Two of them went to a certain period.
Yeah.
I will be taking the +345 on overtime in the Rangers and Devils game tonight.
This is a really tough one to call because these teams are pretty evenly matched despite the result in the regular season series. And New York got very hot down the stretch here. 12-3-4.
Kanezy's there.
In their last 19, they got Patrick Kane, they got Tarasenko. They've done this before in the playoffs. They've had success. They've had guys who've won cups and gone on long runs. New Jersey, on the other hand, a lot younger. Maybe some would say more hungry. Maybe some would say a little too early for them. You know, maybe this isn't the year. Maybe this is just dipping their toes in. I don't know. I know Gumpy loves New Jersey. I'm going to take this tonight in the first game. And we'll see how the rest of the series shakes out.
This is a bet the home team series. I think this goes seven. Okay. Give me Devils on the money line.
I will say this. Game three. Let's see. Let's start poking around. But I assume Dave's is going to be in the building for game three.
Yeah, you would have to.
They still undefeated?
With Dave's,
I mean, you know, respect to Devils fans. I think Dave's might have to toe the line a bit here. There are a lot of New Jersey Devils Giants fans as well.
Mm. Strong point.
Maybe Waller. Maybe they trot out Waller.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. That would be very cool.
Maybe.
This is like besides obviously Texas hockey, this is the series I am most intrigued by. Like, get your eyes on this one because it's gonna be a banger.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking talent in this series, and these guys are gonna put on a show.
I honestly agree with both you guys. I think there's no chance the Rangers go into the Prudential Center and win tonight.
Oh, this guy, they're dropping the puck.
You know, the Devils are +500 shot differential. The Rangers are down there +177.
All right, I don't need you to say it.
You know, the Devils own the head to head.
All right, we don't need it.
The place is gonna be rocking. And there aren't going to be any Rangers fans there.
Carmine.
Give me the Jesus Devils Christ. Money line.
Fuck's going to drop 30.
Wow, Gumpy.
That's a page out of your books.
No.
Gumpy, right? You're not going to grill
only
him
if you
this?
Actually believe it.
What's that?
He picked the fucking
just
Devils.
Just picked Devils money line.
Oh, don't matter.
No.
Hop on while you can. Make some actually, money on this one. Shit.
Lightning are at the Leafs.
All right.
Go, Bo.
You guys are going to hate this. I'm on Leafs.
Oh.
Be careful, Tony.
I know.
This is all I'm going to say.
I know.
I'm not picking tonight's game. I want to see how it goes. I need the Leafs to show me.
Give me the Leafs of Maple.
There you are.
Fucking the old firm +130 money line.
Hell yeah.
Go boat.
Tampa Bay limped into the playoffs. They were on a four-game losing streak. They won the last game of the season. And 14-15-5, I believe, after the All-Star break. That's not good.
Nope.
They've rested Vasilevskiy the last couple games. Only started two of the last five to try and get him fresh. They're banged up front. They played a lot of hockey. But this is the team. that could turn it on at any moment and put on a run against a team that is known as one of the all-time postseason choke artists.
Sure.
We're talking in the history. They've made the playoffs seven straight years. They haven't gone out of the first round. Sure. They've been out of the first round since 2004.
And how many times has it been the boats? I feel like it's been boats like two or three times.
Well, I'm sorry. Is fucking Samsonov off in goal or not?
Yeah. I'm thinking he is, Tony.
Okay. Exactly.
So no boats. I'm laying off this one. I wanna see the Leafs do it, and then I'll be persuaded to get back on their bandwagon, on their train.
You think we're getting a Patty Maroon apple tonight?
It's a fucking cop. Is the captain still leading the charge for the Leafs?
Johnny Tavares.
Give me a fucking Stamkos snipe for old times' sake. Nothing spells playoffs like a Stamkos top bins.
How about the peg at the Knights?
This game is priced wrong. This series is priced wrong.
I'm good on this one.
What's wrong with it, Gums?
Vegas should be minus 200.
Wow.
Tonight. Golden Knights money line.
I'm also on the Golden Knights money line, and I suspect the price is due to the goaltending situation where Vegas is going to roll.
Our boy fucking, what was that guy that came on Hockey Talk?
Gary Lawless.
Yeah, Gary Lawless told us they got the second coming of Patrick Waugh.
They are very excited for the run Laurent Brossoit has put together in Vegas, but Connor Hellebuyck is one of the premier goaltenders in the NHL. He has the capability to steal a game or two, potentially a series if the Jets play the right way. I just don't think they have the offensive firepower. We will see. I'm taking Vegas tonight. Vegas at home, all the pageantry. You know they're going to put on a fucking pregame show for the ages.
Yeah.
They're back in the playoffs.
Better be fucking Oscar De La Hoya.
After missing last year. And Stoner's back with Jackie Aces. Give me the Knights.
Yeah. Hellebuyck could have stolen a lot of games in the second half of the season, but he didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm not scared of Hellebuyck. Stoner. You know
he ain't no Hellebuyck.
Fucking Stoner's back?
Yeah, Helly. Stoner's back. Who cares
that
about Helly back?
That place is going to fucking explode.
Let's put a little respect on Helly's name. He's a good goaltender.
Anyone giving the fucking Kraken a chance at a launch?
They did beat the launch in the season series.
Wow.
In the season.
What?
But, the launch down the stretch, 10-1-1 in their last 12 to go into the playoffs, which... Pretty if you good. Remember last year, they were not. They kind of limped in, going around 500, maybe a little bit under 500. Give me the Avs, Colorado, the Lanch, 60-minute money line at minus 130.
Don't let the crack get hot.
60-minute piece for the Avs. The Avs got to be watching those games last night on the Western Conference, licking their chops.
Yeah, Grubauer here. Although, you know, there is the Grubauer revenge angle, potentially. But
revenge game.
But he has not had a good season, and Georgiev actually has played really well this year. So give me the Avs.
Georgie. Thank you, Nick.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck tonight.
Go Rangers.
Good luck on Hockey Talk tomorrow night, 7 p.m. YouTube.com.
Joining us tomorrow night on Hockey Talk, New York Rangers, but more importantly, New Jersey Devils legend Bobby Holík.
I don't like what you did there. And New Jersey Devils legend Mike Rupper.
Rangers legend. Rangers fan.
Whoa. You all right? You got someone in the kitchen back there? Or?
Fucking shit must have just came into the dock. fucking earthquake over on the top floor.
All right, let's get into baseball tonight. A lot of games, so let's roll through them. Phillies, White Sox, 4-10. Zach Wheeler versus Lance Lynn. I had Zach Wheeler yesterday, so I don't know why I would change it today. Give me the Phillies first 5 money line.
I'm out.
Okay.
All right, we're going to do it. First one of the year, Lance Lynn day, fuck it.
All right, there you go. Cleveland's at Detroit. Peyton Bettenfield versus E-Rod. I'm good.
No, you're not good, Tony.
I'm not.
Nope, doubleheader.
What do you mean?
Tigers took game one of the
doubleheader. Okay, so you're going Indians.
God, Bruce.
Hammer.
Guardians.
The Guardians. I absolutely love the Guardians. Put it in right now.
This is one of my favorite Bruce betting strategies. If they
this is a stone cold fact. It's not up for debate.
I thoroughly enjoy it.
It's hard to take, too.
It's an actual trend.
Especially if you're the Tigers.
It's like 65%.
Okay.
Let's play two.
Alex Wood and the Giants go into Miami against Edward Cabrera. I almost took my Marlins, but I didn't.
Yeah, Cy Young Wood on the bump. Give me Giants first five money line.
Yeah, buddy. Taj Bradley goes against Lodolo. Both pitchers have a good ERA. Taj, I believe, has gone one start, five innings. Lodolo's been good. I almost went with the under, but both teams have actually been good hitting against their respective right or lefties that are going. So I stayed away.
Give me Lodolo and the Reds getting plus half first five.
I don't hate it.
Yep.
Jose Suarez is going for the Angels at the Yankees. Clark Schmidt has been an absolute fucking bum for the team, but that doesn't mean I pulled the trigger on the Angels. I'm out.
Give me the Yanks and Clark Schmidt first five money line.
Wow.
Good for
Why
you.
Why not just go full game? Clark Schmidt to grind one out.
Suarez ERA is 11, dude. Clark's is 8. We're sitting pretty with 3.
All right. There. Hell yeah. I'm back. Yankees money line.
Come on, Clark.
Dean Kramer goes against Josiah Gray. I am good on that one.
Yeah, turn that one off.
I'm not getting caught up in the Gray. Fading him. No. Into the Orioles.
You're going Kramer? Yeah, Cosmo?
You're fading Josiah?
Cosmo? Yeah, Kramer?
I'm fading
Kramer's got like a 9 ERA. Yeah,
I'm not scared of Josiah Gray. Kramer will figure it out.
Dean has not been good. But, old son, my friend, Sonny Gray is in Beantown Sale.
How is he a dog?
Oh, I'm getting Sonny Gray and the Twins plus a half. Thank you very much. Do it.
Nope.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Never catch me.
Okay, I'm on the Twins plus a half first five.
That feels like a good bet, though.
Thanks. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Bailey Falter goes against
How's this start time work?
Lito, what do you mean?
How's this start time work?
What do you mean?
They're going to just wrap up the ninth of the 4-11 and strap it up at 7.
Yeah, right into it, Babel.
Yeah, you're just not.
Hey, we got quick games. We got quick games now.
Just an 18 minute.
Let's play too.
18
Is it nighttime? Is 7:40 a night game?
It is.
Yeah, give me fucking Giolito.
But he has been there all day.
And the white, he's probably fine.
Early tea time at the office.
They're not making
it's
him
show. It's a bit of an angle.
They're not making him show. Did he get a good rest?
They're not making him show up for game one.
Gio's chilling.
He's been there since noon.
He's getting a massage maybe for the first game. Give me Giolito and the White Sox first five money line.
Yeah.
So here for your Bruce, I am going Phillies and then White Sox. So I might be in a pickle if the White Sox do win game one because, you know.
Yep, yeah. No, yeah.
No, the White Sox are taking two today.
When we're playing two, you're only betting one at a time.
Texas and KC. Eovaldi goes against Brad Keller. I'm good on that one.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Eovaldi. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm in. I think it's short for the Rangers over the lowly Royals, even at home.
That is the side. Yeah, fuck it. I'm with Bruce. Rangers first five money line.
Arizona, we got a youngster, Dre Jameson, going against Jordo Montgomery. I'm all right on that one.
I'm in on Jordo. Cards bounce back tonight. First five money line.
Yeah, Gumbo doesn't lose at home. I'm with you.
They're giving us Astros first five plus a half. I learned from my mistakes. I'm not going to do that again. Give me the Astros first five plus a half. When Urquidy has been much better than Bassett. But as I say that, I hope I'm right.
Bassett Hound did pitch good his last time out. It was home, though. But, yeah, I love Stroh's getting a half at home.
Got to do it.
The red-hot fucking Buccos are still in Colorado. Vince Velasquez hasn't been great, but Jose Urena has been worse. That doesn't mean I'm going to take any team here.
I'm out.
In a coin flip environment where the team beat the shit out of the team the day before, the pick should be the Pirates, but Vince Velasquez might be on strike with the rest of the fucking with the rest of the ticket takers.
Cubs are in Oakland. Stroman's been good. Waldichuk's been bad. I'm actually going to go to full game run line with the Cubbies here on this one.
Yeah, I'll go minus half first five. I'll lay it.
Okay, I want more at bats against the A's staff.
That's such a sickening bet to lose. If that loses.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
What's that?
If the A's
won today, that would be so gross. Like, that's got to be like an 88% of the tickets, 93% of the money.
Yeah. Colin Ray goes for the Brewers against Logie Gilbert. I'm going to take the Mariners first five money line.
Yeah, Mariners bounce back. Here we go, Logie.
Spencer Strider goes against Blake Snell. I'm going to go because their bullpen's good and I like their bats. I'm going to go full game money line with Atlanta.
I'll go first five money line with the Braves. Snell's not doing it.
Yeah, is Schnellme going to ever win a start?
Schnellme. I don't know. Does that mean you're the Braves?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we got McGill going against Kershaw, which I got nothing now.
No.
Yeah, I got to get out of Dodgers land. I'm a Padres fan.
Okay.
Fucking Napoli's down.
Nah, you know what?
Land again.
Nah, dude. You know what? It's a short price. Give me the Dodgers first.
Give me
five.
Dodgers anyway. Give me the Dodgers full game.
AC Milan just has Napoli's number.
What
man.
The hell?
When you got a guy's number, you got a guy's number.
They probably have like five losses on the year. Three of them are going to be to AC.
Surely it's going to be tough for Napoli on the aggregate now.
Here's a fun one. Jaylen Brown, Jalen Brunson, and Donovan Mitchell to each score six first quarter points.
Ooh.
I love it. I love that. I really do. Because you got to get six to be like on pace, kind of.
Or do you love it more than Kawhi, Devin Booker, and KD to each score 25?
Ooh, give me that one. What's that?
First one was 200. This one's 250.
Ooh,
Devin Booker scares me on that.
That's a little backwards.
You're backwards.
I'm backwards. You're backwards.
We're all backwards.
We're all backwards. But that's a little backwards. The plus 250 there.
Okay. I feel like that's more. I'm gonna take them both because they seem fun.
Because 6 points is a bit of a You're the only person who cares.
Oh, we need a ding. We need a dinger.
Oh,
we
do need I will go. Let me find someone on the Cubbies in that Waldichuk game. Cubs. See who's fucking raking.
Orioles could be in play. No, Yanks.
Yeah, I took Aaron Judge.
Okay.
It's about to start, but Schwarbo. Schwarbo.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Schwabs.
Where's the odds at, boys? There it is.
Has LeMahieu hit one this year, Bruce?
I think just the one.
Give me LeMahieu plus 630 oppo.
It's gotta be
over oppo. the short fence and right.
Yeah, it might be 12-1 oppo.
Do I go Pat Wisdom, who's got 8 home runs on the year.
Dude, he's fucking massive. Oh,
that plus 360. Me of that,
or your Cubbies are looking good.
Or Cody Bellinger.
It's like the ESPN streak for
the
cash.
It's not my Cubbies.
Streak for the cash.
Streak for the cash.
I'll go
doing Trevor Story for like 5 days straight.
Yeah. I'll go with Pat Wisdom for a home run tonight.
All right.
We're going LeMahieu.
How you doing?
Give me Schwarbo and LeMahieu. Co-oping it.
Mitt, okay.
Mitt.
Take a fucking J Bay.
Juan Bay to hit a home run. Pirates game. Fucking easy.
Fucking Cal for the Mariners.
Cal Ripken or?
Rayleigh? Is that how you say his name?
Raleigh, perhaps?
Maybe.
Yeah, there it is. Raleigh. Cal Raleigh plus 400 for the Mariners.
Fucking Courtois a wall. How about Champs tomorrow?
Champs tomorrow. We got Inter at home. Draw no bet. They're up 2-0 in the tie against Benfica. And I don't think Bayern Munich can figure it out right now. So give me Man City draw no bet at Bayern München tomorrow.
Okay.
This could be the year City wins it. Finally get their Champions League.
Good program today. Tomorrow we'll do fucking PGA.
Zerk.
We'll do baseball.
The pick is in. I have.
Don't give it today.
Tune in tomorrow.
Don't give it today.
Tune in tomorrow.
That's a tease. We'll be back tomorrow.
The pick is in.
NHL playoffs. NBA playoffs.
Easiest golf handicap of the year.
Easiest golf handicap of the year.
Five star.
Baseball. Everything else. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.